أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت. The beginning of the surah, Allah reminded us of the day of Qiyamah and then some of the conditions which the people of Jahannam will face, and then some beautiful conditions of the people of Jannat and what great enjoyment they will have. And all this is a reality. Unfortunately, the vast majority of men, that is human beings, don't believe in Akhirah, don't believe in Allah Ta'ala. And the other people have got doubts about all this. So in order to clarify that, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gives four striking examples of Allah's Qudrat, which is around us also all the time. And especially which was with the Arabs at that time, that all the time they used to see this. Their common travel was on the camel, and the camel was a great, great source of transport and ease and comfort for them. Then while traveling, they had lot of time to meditate and ponder on the creation of Allah Ta'ala. So one thing that they continuously saw while they were traveling was the sky, and what and how Allah Ta'ala has made the sky, etc. The other, the mountains around them, all the mountains which they saw. And then the earth, the vast expanse of the earth, how it is stretched out and how great the earth is. So for to understand, get a better understanding of this, in the tafsir of Ibn Kathir, a beautiful narration is given that one Sahabi, Zamam ibn Thalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a Bedouin, who lived out in the, not in the cities, but out of the town he lived. So he explains that when a person is traveling like this on his camel and he sees the skies and he thinks of who the creator is and how the skies came about, and when the natural instinct of a person is there, then he, just by the clear signs of Allah, a person recognizes Allah. He sees the mountains and who made these mountains, etc. And then he sees the earth, how it is stretched far away as far as the eyes can see, how the earth is stretched. And of course the camel never traveled at the speed of our cars, etc. So as it was traveling, a person gets this idea, gets this thought, and he ponders and meditates. And when a person is with the right mind, frame of mind, then automatically he deduces that there is a creator for all this. So Malik ibn Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once a Bedouin came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that your messenger has come to you, who you have sent out, like today Jamaats go out, this messenger came, where a Jamaat came, and they told us that you are the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. So the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what he said is the truth. Allah has made me his Nabi. Then he said that who has created the skies? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Allah has created them. So what he had deduced with his natural instinct and correct way, he saw the answer was also 100% correct. Then he asked, who created these mountains? Allah's Nabi said, Allah Ta'ala created them. Who created this earth? He said, Allah Ta'ala created that. And then he said that you are the Nabi of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, I am the Nabi of Allah. Allah has appointed me as his Nabi and as his Rasul. And then that Bedouin said that your messenger came and he gave us the basics of deen. He taught us the basics of deen. And whatever they were, the very basic things. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, those are all the correct basics of deen. And then that Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Wallahi, la azidu ala hadha wala anqasu. that I will not increase on any of these things what you have taught me and what your messenger has taught us, and I will not decrease anything on that. And then he immediately, as is the way of the people who live out of the cities, etc., he stood up and he started going away. Then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in sadaqa hadha, if this person is the truth, layadkhulanna al-jannah, he will definitely enter into Jannah, or kama qal alayhi salatu wa salam. And so we see that deducing from the creation of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, the existence of Allah, the qudrat of Allah, the oneness, the tawheed of Allah Ta'ala are natural things which are imbued within a person. And Allah has favored us more that He has sent the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and finally the greatest of them all, Hazrat Nabiya Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who taught us these realities. And if we will stick to them, then there is this good basharat, good glad tidings for such people that they will enter Jannah. Inshallah, if Allah wishes, we will discuss each one of these, and there are great, great signs of Allah in each of this creation of Allah, which the Arabs used to see while traveling on their camels.